Jeff, touche, but Jeff, I am in a gorgeous, newly green, fresh Princeton square, what have you, and I'm gonna approach this cathedral is the only word, and someone's playing the we're gonna go in, and I'm gonna see if I can give you some of this pipe organ realness. Okay, I have to act casual. Oh my God, do you hear that? Oh my God, do you hear that? Oh my God. I don't know what denomination this chapel is, but she's giving me Gothic. She's giving me stained glass. I do see a chalice, but I don't see a crucifix. Oh, do you feel that? Do you feel that? Huh. Well, what do you got to say? Durang. Decidedly Durang. It's very Durang, the whole church. It's just the comedy of it all. Oh, I hope this comes through. It is delicious outside. And I pray that whatever, I put together my hands in peace symbols and I say, I truly hope that wherever you are, you're finding as peaceful a space as I am right now at the Princeton University. How privileged. The privilegedness of it all is almost overwhelming. But I'm going for a walk. And it's just so glorious out. And I feel grateful. And I just thought I'd put it down on paper because God knows in a couple months all that could shift. But I miss Jeff, and I don't miss New York, and I'm realizing that I really like the campness of regional theater, of going out of town and like, oh, and you live here, and that person lives there, and everybody, let's walk home after the show, and like, let's create drama because there isn't any. Do you know what I mean? Students. They're smiling. Do you know what I mean? There's something about just you go here and you go here and oh my God, is your air conditioner as disgusting as mine? And like, oh my God, where do we put the this? And did you see that? And oh my God, and just look at them over there and just camp. You know what I mean? Just the campness of it all. In both definitions of the word camp, I would say. It's just, I love it. I really do love it. And again, and I've said this before, if I didn't have roommates and my apartment was all mine in New York and like exactly the way I wanted it, maybe I wouldn't be as thrilled to leave it. But there is just something about, oh my God, you guys, what are we doing after the show? Not like running home on the subway of it all. That I hope I never get over. I hope I never ever get over it. Oh my God, I wish I could paint these visuals for you right now. You know, I don't need to. You know what a college campus looks like. You can picture it, right? Picture Princeton, picture Oxford, picture like, what is that in my head, you know? Oh, like that kind of a school. Ivy League, Ivy, like literally Ivy. I'm touching Ivy right now. I'm touching it here. That's the sound of me touching Ivy. You know what it is, you get it. Well, I'm going to go exploring a little bit more. And Jeff, I have you in my thoughts. Okay, I have to add on to this. So I found the frat house row. And one of them, this giant frat house sorority, I'm not sure, is blaring, "Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?" As one would. There is barbecuing. There's so many people eating. They are so well behaved. But again, it's 6:30. It's early. I've never seen in one yard so many different games being played in my life. There is a football being thrown. I don't know what they're doing with this ball. It's like, don't let the ball touch the ground. They're literally playing a game of, five men are playing a game of, don't let this ball touch the ground, you guys. It's like, oh God, do you remember? Do you remember when we just were like, let's do this right now? Oh my God. We got to go back to that. Although I have to say, I would, you couldn't pay me to go inside those doors. The just disgustingness of it all, I can only imagine. But I'm very happy they're outside playing with different various balls and pongs and whatnot, what have you. But I do have to say, I think at BU, I went to one, when I was a freshman, I went to one fraternity party, and it was at MIT. And I was really like, this is not my vibe, I'm out. And I didn't leave my art friends till today, this very day. I was just really like, nope, not, this isn't for me. Really can't do it. And I've never looked back, and good for me. All right, that was my tag, touche. Can't wait to hear from Jeff.
All right, full disclosure. I recorded another episode. I recorded my response already, and I sent it to Jen, and she was like, this is fine if this is what you want to do. But it's a little dour, and she was right. It was very dour. I was on a walk in Austin. Here she was coming from, like, Oregon's and literally ruffling the ivy of the Ivy League. And I was walking around my sister's neighborhood being like, Eeyore. So, I'm doing it once more with feeling. Right now, I'm in Austin. My dad's having some health problems, hence the Eeyore. And, he's okay. He's okay. Anyway, I'm here mainly to sort of take the weight off of my sister's shoulders because she does so much stuff. Because he lives in Austin and I live in New York and she lives in Austin. So anyhow, right now I'm driving up to Taco Cabana. Get us some breakfast tacos. If you're from Texas, you know what Taco Cabana is. It's, if you're not from Texas, it's like a slightly elevated fast food. It's just a straight up fast food joint. But they sell tacos and the tacos taste yummy. Actually, lots of people are like, ugh, Taco Cabana. Who still wants to eat that? But like, you only say that if you still live near a Taco Cabana. If you don't live near a Taco Cabana, the Taco Cabana is delicious. So I'm going to go get Taco Cabana. And the reason that Jen was saying, like, she didn't say to re-record. This is my choice. But she was saying, you know, like, oh, well, okay, so I had some good news this week, and I wasn't focusing on that good news, so I am focusing on this good news. And this is great news. This is wonderful news. And in the moment, I was focusing on it, just not in this conversation this morning. But while it was happening, it was great news. A weird, crazy thing happened. My agent called. She was like, hey, are you available to shoot something tomorrow? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what about Friday? And I was like, well, I have a flight to Texas, but it's slightly flexible. And I was like, what is this for? And she said it's for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And I was like, I'll change my flight. And she's like, well, it's not a done deal, but they were just asking your availability. And I was like, tell them I'm available. And so then that was at like 3 p.m. And then like at 8:00, she's like, we're on, you're shooting tomorrow. And then like, as soon as I hung up with her, the costume designer called and she was like, what are your sizes? And I told her and she's like, bring all of your own clothes. So I did. I wore everything of my own. The only thing that I wore that was not there that was not mine was my tie. My suit jacket, my shirt, my pants, my shoes, my socks, my underwear, my male Spanx. All of it was mine. And then I got a call about 30 minutes later from the second AD, and she was like, I hear you're coming to work with us tomorrow. I was like, I guess I am. And she's like, okay, great. Be there tomorrow at 5:12 a.m. to pick up a shuttle from 96th and Broadway. Now, that is on the Upper West Side. I live on the Lower East Side. So, at 9:30, I realized I would need to be waking up in 5 hours. And I also needed to pack a suitcase full of all of my own clothes. Because I did. I brought so many options. 2 suits, 4 shirts, 3 pairs of shoes. The whole shebang. The whole shebang. And this is what I will say, though. I brought them all just, like, shoved into a suitcase. And they steamed those things and gave them back to me in hanging bags. That's class. That is class. So anyway, it was super exciting. And I think, you know, after Bright Colors and Bold Patterns, I was sort of like, oh, I need someone. I kind of just imagined that everybody be like, here's your ticket to Broadway. I mean, not really, but kind of. I thought some more stuff would happen sort of immediately. And as my husband Neil has told me many times, like, you don't know. More stuff could be happening soon. And it's true. So anyway, I was sort of thinking like, oh, I haven't worked except for Bright Colors. And, you know, that wasn't a lot of money in all of 2018. And so when it came, I was really, really grateful. And it was really exciting. And my scenes were with the mole woman, Donna Maria, played by a really wonderful actress named Sol, and with Kimmy Schmidt, played by Ellie Kemper. And I actually know Ellie Kemper, and it was so nice to spend the day on set with her. And the day I was shooting was the day they announced that this was the last season of Kimmy Schmidt, so everybody was a little blue, but selfishly, I was like, I made it in time! So there. That's that. So, now I'm in Austin, and if you live in Austin and you're like, why didn't you call me? No shade. No shade. This is just a family trip. It's just, that's all. Anyhow, I thank you, Jen, for letting me re-record, and, I thank all of you. I thank all of you for, you know, being patient while Jen is a working actress and Jeff is a working actress. Even though currently I'm not working, but I'm out of town. Okay, I'm pulling in. I'm going to get me a chorizo and egg. All right? All right. Touché. Jen gave you the sounds of a pipe organ. I'm giving you the sounds of a Taco Cabana drive-thru. She's giving me chicken on a grill. She's giving me a plastic plate with a lot of cheese in it. She's giving me 2 fountain drinks. It's not gothic, but it's something. This is scintillating radio. Hi. Okay, great. Eggs Mexicana, and then
Canadian salmon for you.
There you go.
This is the coat.
Okay. Thank you. God, listen, I did a little self-editing there, because that took forever. There's a young woman named Wendy who was working, and frankly, it was her first shift, apparently, because she had to ask a lot of questions. A lot of questions, including, do I need to get him to sign this credit card receipt, which, like, I don't even live in New York. I don't know from drive-thrus, but I know you don't have to get somebody to sign a credit card receipt in a drive-thru, but okay. Okay. Poor Wendy. It's okay, Wend. It's okay, hon. You're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. Jen's doing her thing. That's how it is, Wendy.
Jeff, okay, a couple things. It's 10:55 in the morning, and I'm drinking coffee because now I'm on show schedule. And then, like, if people are going to go out for a drink, and people know I don't drink, but I eat fries. So people go, we go out for drinks and fries. And, like, I'm not going to, I want to go out. I want to, I don't want to go home after. It's another thing with out of town. I want to sink into it. It's camp. I want to sink into it. And if, like, Christy Nielsen, and I want to go out for a drink with her every single fucking night. I want to make her, I want to get her hammered every night. She doesn't get hammered. But anyway, I'm not missing out is the point. I'm not missing a second of this experience. So if I don't get things done now, that the show is up and running and there's stuff to do and I don't get it done because I'm swimming in my experience that I really want to have, then so be it. So I know it's really disgusting that it's like 11 in the morning and here I am. Okay, a couple things. I'm so sorry to hear that you have family health stuff going on and that you have to deal with it. And that's what's happening, isn't it? We're getting older and we're the responsibilities that they're not just to like ourselves. We have like parents and grandparents that need our help now. Isn't it strange? I still find it strange. I still feel maybe it's because I'm the youngest in my family. My parents are healthy, so I don't have that worry, yet. But I'm seeing a lot of my friends who are having to step up to that plate. And it's a little strange. I don't know how you feel, but there's something to it that's like, oh yeah, I'm the kid, but I need to like adulting. Anyway, adulting, so many levels. So my best to you and your family and your father. I died when you told me Kimmy Schmidt called. And of course it sucks. And of course you get a reoccurring role that won't reoccur because the show will not reoccur anymore. That show had a good run though. Didn't it have a good run? I feel it truly did. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, A Path Not Taken, Kimmy Schmidt. I don't even know if I went in for that, but I can't wait. I will be watching your episode. I cannot wait for that. So mazel, mazel. And, you know, it's funny. You were like, oh, I'm, you know, something off to Jen, who's a working actor, and I'm not working right now. Yet that paycheck that Kimmy Schmidt gave you, I'm sure would cover, if not all of my time here. If we're looking at it in terms of paychecks, isn't that interesting? I know I am. We all know I am because of my obsession with how much I just want money right now. and doing plays. I don't think will get me there faster, but I am very happy right now. And I keep needing to put that on paper. Living the dream. Dreams don't always come with money. And I think we all kind of know that. Anyway, super grateful, but I cannot wait for your Kimmy Schmidt-ness. I cannot wait. Okay, girl, the bring your own clothes to set. Just can we for a second? Okay. Having produced something in New York is Dead, like I fully understand when you don't have a budget of a jillion, like, can you help me out and bring your clothes? Like we bought maybe two things for New York is Dead. And again, Kimmy Schmidt is a lot bigger budget than New York is Dead did. But the bring your own clothes, what do you have thing, to me, while I understand it, especially for like day players or guest stars or ever, like, or, you know, not even that, but the fact that like they cashed and then you have to come in the next day and to do like how production does that to casting and just how, you know, I'm sorry. I need another sip of coffee. Clearly. I'm so sorry, guys and girls. Okay. Focus. Wake up. Oh my God. Princeton. It's so quiet. Anyway, while I understand if I was a costume designer and production has not cast that new person and now they did and they're shooting tomorrow, that's a real true, like, who has time to shop? Like, I understand that, fully understand that. At the same time, there's something to dragging that suitcase of clothes, which we all have done. That is, I mean, I don't blame you. Like, how can you not feel like, well, I'm the dregs of this? Not that you said that, but I feel, I'm sort of like, oh my God, you just don't have clothes? Or like, I don't know. Like, it's just, there's a feeling to it. While I understand it, I do understand, like, I totally understand that feeling of, well, here's my suitcase of clothes, put it together. Or I just, there's something that really gets to me about that. And see, I have friends who are customers and I understand, but at the same time, it's like, oh my God, it's not my job. It's not my job. And like, girl, tall, short, thin, fat, no, it doesn't matter. People are of all shapes and sizes. So if you don't know how to clothe people of all shapes and sizes, I don't know what to say. That's sort of what I have to say. It's like, I remember going to a fitting once and I was like, I didn't fit into the clothes that they had for me. And I started feeling self-conscious about it. And then I thought, no, it's their job to, it's a fitting to fit me. I've been cast in the role. So it's their job to fit it to me. Anyway, oh, I truly can't with the suitcase of clothes that we all understand. Bring your closet to set. Great. And then none of my clothes get used ever because my clothes are bad. I don't have good clothes. My clothes are bad. They're like, those pants? No, those are old. Like, those are old Gap pants. I'm just like, okay. Oh, girl. What else was I going to say? I think that's what I wrote notes. That's everything in my notes. Oh, I really, just the like, the nothingness of your going through the drive-thru was truly fun. I go to that taco place, a taco drive-thru. I have to tell you what, in high school, Taco Bell was my go-to. God, did I love Taco Bell. I've eaten enough Taco Bell in high school for anyone's life. That's all I did. I think we went to, you could get breakfast at Taco Bell. Am I wrong? I'm going to Google this when I go. You could get breakfast at Taco Bell. I would get breakfast at Taco. What was a breakfast at Taco Bell? Because they didn't have like breakfast burritos back then. I think it was like cinnamon crunchy. Oh, God. No wonder I had trouble with physics. Who could get anything done with a brain that was on breakfast, Taco Bell breakfast? Oh, my God. Oh, God. I think I also had a pop, you know? In the Midwest, we call soda pop. I had a pop. I think I had a pop and like crunchy cinnamon twists for breakfast. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh, coffee. Anyway, so this is me when I wake up. The show is going well. It's all I have right now. Like I'm just going to keep talking about turning off the morning news at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton because I'm swimming in it. And we open on Saturday. And you know, it's that thing of like, okay, I need an opening. I need something to wear to opening. And with girls, you can't, you know, once you've worn that opening dress and you've taken pictures in it and thrown it all over the internet, that's done. It's played. You have to have something new. I think I found something, but I'm so not confident about my opening night screening choices. I'm not, and I know you said, Jeff, before you said, girl, you've turned it out. And while I know, and it's always a one piece, I can't put two things together to save the band. I just, it's something that I am self-conscious about. I am fashion and me. Well, I'm not the worst. Fashion and me, it's just, it doesn't come natural for me like it does some people. And that's fine, but it's just something that it's like makeup and skincare and fashion. It's like those things they never came natural for me. They're not something that I really took an interest to growing up, but I'm super interested in now. And I'm just starting to really learn and understand from my friends who know it more. And oh my God, but until then, I'm just like, I really, ooh. Girl, I'm like wading in the water. I'm just like, is this okay? Is this okay? And then sometimes it's not okay, but I'm like, whatever. I get distracted from my own choices sometimes, and I'm like, nah. So I think I'm fine with my opening night moment. Although, girl, those tags will get tucked and it will get returned. FYI. I talked about the policy. It's okay. Anyway. Oh, Nordstrom's. I buy plenty from them. Anyway, what else? Jeff, anything? This is probably the last time I'll talk to. Not for my life. I will keep talking even alone in my room right now. But I miss you, Jeff. And why don't you give us a last little exchange with Touche? I love you. I'll probably re-record this entire thing. Bye.
Wow, you're drinking your coffee at 9:55, or 10:55, it was 9:55 my time because I'm in Texas. It is 10:44 Texas time now, and, oh honey, I've already gone on a run, went to the grocery store, tried to take my sister's dog for a walk, and then said, oh no, this is not something that can happen, because I couldn't figure out how to get her harness on her. It was extremely complicated, and had a breakfast sandwich from a really cute little coffee shop and an iced coffee, and now I'm heading up to my dad's. So I don't want to say I do more before you get up in the morning than you do all day, but and that's not really true, actually. If this were not Texas, I would barely be awake at this moment. Anyhow, Jen, first of all, you turn your looks out, okay? A one piece is a statement piece. It's gorgeous. People love it. They say, they gasp, because it's like a whole look, right? And even if you can't put together the whole, like, matching things, who cares? Who wants to wear a sweater set to an opening night? This is my pencil skirt and my Gap t-shirt. No. You go for a jumpsuit. You go for a dress. You go for an asymmetrical cocktail length dress that you wear your tights with and a cute little boot. I'm into it. Okay? If you really want to match and mix, you accessorize, right? You throw on a statement piece necklace. All right? And also, you don't even need a statement of police accessory because you have your hair. And if you wear it down and curled, everyone is just going to be mesmerized and dazzled by that. So, truly, let go. Let go the hair, okay? I mean, let go of the fear. Don't let go of the hair. Keep your hair. As for the clothes from Kimmy Schmidt, I can't... Okay, I know you were like, that short, tall, thin... Okay, I hear you. But they cast me at 9 p.m. The stores were closed. And my call time was the following morning at... Well, my call time was 5:12, but it was a 6 a.m. call to set, right? So, like, in their defense, they really couldn't shop for anyone. And while you're right, they should just have clothes on like, in their truck or whatever. I hear that. And, like, maybe if you went, you could toss on some of Ellie's clothes, Ellie Kemper's clothes, right? But, like, I can barely find clothes for myself, and that is the only size I'm searching for. You know what I mean? My arms are very long. Whenever they call for my sizes, I'm always like, 36, 37, sorry. And they're like, I know, it's hard. Because it is. People don't make those clothes. People don't, you know, I'm really sort of a 37-inch inseam. I can get away with a 36 pretty solidly. But, you know, they don't sell... You can only get 36-inch inseam on internet. You can't get... I mean, like, 38, you have to call a tailor and, you know, give him a blowjob. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... They're not... So, I don't know. Shaq or whatever. What a life. That's why he made all that money. So he could buy some clothes. God, that was a statement that I did not think out properly. Anyhow... So I can't really throw them under the bus, you know. What I don't like is, you know, a web series where they're like, bring an entire closet, and then they're like, eh, ugh, yeah. I just don't like it when they judge your clothes that you bring in when they couldn't buy you anything, you know. Like, I often play hugely, ridiculously over-the-top flamboyant gay characters, which... You know, I am, and I've tried to pick up a piece here and there of that so that people can, you know, put me in that to wear. But I never have what they really want, you know. And they end up, like, just dressing me in Gap clothes and then, like, throw a feather boa on my head. And I'm like, ugh, yeah, this is real design. Because we know all of those flamboyant gay men who wear feather boas from Party City, unironically. Sure, girl. Sure. All right. I should go, too, since I'm eating a sausage taco. Man, when I go back to Texas, I slide into some truly unhealthy eating. And I can't say it's like, oh, well, you know, is your family forcing you to eat? No. I bought this on my own. No one was with me. This is all Jeff Hiller's choices. Okay? In fact, my family's like, well, should we get a salad? And I'm like, no! So anyway, send me those Nordstrom pics of your opening night outfit, and I'll tell you if it works or not. But you know it will. You know it will. Oh, but you know what you said about, like, once it's out there, you can't have those in. I wore a polka dot shirt to the opening of Midsummer Night's Dream, and then I wore it again to two benefits where they took pictures of me. And so now, at three separate events, I'm wearing this polka dot shirt, which, if it were just a white shirt that I owned, I could get away with it. But it's a polka dot shirt. Anyway, I should just give it away at this point, shouldn't I? It was very cheap. It was very cheap. So, at least there's that. I guess you're not going to respond to this, but I'm going to send it to you just in case. Regardless, hopefully next week I'll be up to see Turning Off the Morning News and we can record one live and in person. Until then, my sweet friends, touche.